Okay, Parshas Yisro, Tavshin, 1940. Actually says a little footnote on top. V'shabbat zeh ha'iti ba'achpa. This Shabbos I was in hiding. It was hiding, I guess, from the Nazis. It was early in the Warsaw Ghetto. I don't know why he would have to be hiding in 1940, but he was hiding when he wrote this. Okay, so this is a short but powerful piece. V'yishma Yisro koyim midyan chosen Moshe et kol asher asel ukim l'moshe l'yisrael amokki otzi Hashem es Yisro mitzayim. And Yisro heard about all of what Hashem did to Yisrael, that he took them out of Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, Mashmu Shamo Ba, what did he hear that made him to come to join Am Yisrael? Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchamas Amalek. He heard about the story of Kriyas Yamsuf and the story about defeating Amalek. V'nodata Kushi B'sifr Kfod Kedushas Adoni Avi Mori Maran. He called him his father. His father is the Imre Elimelech. B'shar Svar Mekdoshim, and it's also brought down Nam Elimelech and the Morinayim. Masho Rashi, Mashmu Shamaba. What is Rashi asking? What did Yisro hear? Didn't it say in the pasuk that Ha Pasuk Meforish Ki Otzi Hashem Esayi Ol Mitzrayim? That Yisro heard that Hashem took Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So what's Rashi asking? What did Yisro hear? The pasuk says straight out what he heard. He heard that he took Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And further than that, V'lama Meishiv Rashi Kriyas Yamsuf Melchamas Amalek. Why is Rashi giving a different answer than the actual Chumash? Right? It says in the Chumash that he heard that Hashem took Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. But yet Rashi says no. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf and he heard Melchamas Amalek. So why is he asking the question B'chlal? And why is he answering different than the Chumash said? Why don't Rashi just explain like the pasuk? Everybody understand till now? Good question. About Kabbalah Satorah b'Midbar Yisrael, he explains Kabbalah Satorah is dafka in the desert. Ve'efshel Ramas Gamla she used to be safe our Kodesh Beis Aaron al Divrei Rashi Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekinah Hashem Echad Ve'afters Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Moadecha. What does it mean B'chol Levavcha? Cholavavcha means shelo yelivcha cholok al hamakom. Both yetzar tov and yetzar. There's no moment where you're not shaykh to serve in Hashem. Even the hardest moment, the easiest moment. There's no point where your heart should be different. Va'omer b'kodesh shelo tomer b'makom zev shelav Hashem. And another pshat of cholavavcha is that you should say in this place I can serve Hashem, in that place I can't serve Hashem. That's why b'makom hazeh iyaf sharli. This place I can't serve Hashem. I mean, when I'm working in business, I can't serve Hashem. But b'chol makom tzrichim avodas Hashem. In every place we have to be avodas Hashem. Therefore, the Hashem gave the Torah in the midbar. The midbar, a place desolate. He didn't want to give it to Eretz Yisrael because he would say, "Oh, Torah is when Eretz Yisrael. When I go to Chutz Lartz, I'm not keeping Torah anymore." Right? So he wanted to give him the midbar, which shaykh to everybody, shaykh to all times and everybody. The midbar. If we would have kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, only in our house should we keep Torah. Only when we're snug in our own land, in our own house, when we're home and comfortable, that's when Torah applies. But when Galus and there's persecution going on, the Torah is not shy for that moment. Therefore, I gave it in the midbar that every place, even the place of nothingness, you have to keep the Torah. That our heart shouldn't be divergent on the mugging, like here, yes, here, no, here, yes, no, everywhere. The midbar is everywhere. Oh, so why is he talking about giving it the Torah? So now he's going to refer back to this. Watch what he does. This is an unbelievable thing. So again, why did Rashi ask the question, what did Yisro hear, if the pasuk says straight out what he heard? They took him in time, because like this. Shol kezoso Yisro. This is the question of Yisro. Mashmu shama uba. Rashi adds the word uba, meaning the pasuk is telling us what Yisro heard that got him excited to become part of the Jewish people, to see what's going on with the Jewish people. But lam hu tzoch labo, why did Yisro have to come and join Am Yisrael by Har Sinai? What could have Yisro done? He could have called up his son-in-law, Moshe, he's a little protector. Says, Moshe, you know what? Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. I think the Jews are the right way to go. I want to be a Jew. Guys, it's page men. page men. I want to be a Jew, teach me all the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu would have made a house call because it's his father-in-law, and he would have teach him Torah and everything would be fine. So the pasuk is dealing with what inspired Yisro to want to be part of the Jewish people. But Rashi is asking a different question. What inspired for Yisro to actually come out of his house from Midian and join them in Har Sinai? Why just mekabel the Torah, mekabel Judaism in his own house? Just sit there. Moshe Rabbeinu will come, and you'll have a mini Kabbalah Torah in Yisro's house. Great, a house call. Why did he have to go to Har Sinai? Again, the pasuk is dealing with what inspired Yisro to be part of the Jewish people. So that's something I'm trying. But what made Yisro come out of his comfortable house to Sinai? Now here comes the answer. Rashi answers, Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. Why those two things? Kamalek Ratzel Karim. Amalek saw this nation totally on fire with God, and they wanted to cool them down. Ve'eich zeh ala b'dayta shiuchol zot achar Kriyas Yamsuf. She'osah shivcha mashal arach yichesko v'yishaya. Why did Amalek think that they could cool down them after Kriyas Yamsuf? Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jews saw the great Nevuah more than Yecheskel ben Buzi saw. So you're gonna cool these people down now? They're in more fire than ever. They just went through the Yamsuf. They just through the greatest revelation of God. Why does Amalek think that they can get Am Yisrael on that? Why is this a weak point? They can get Am Yisrael. Aval Amalek chashav came in b'derech. They're b'derech. They're on their way. That even though they saw this big madrigal of Kriyas Yamsuf, when people are on the way and they're traveling and they're tired and they're complaining already, and you know they're not in their regular place, what happens to people? They become weak, right? So someone told me, so his son was going into business, his father was also into business, he says, I just want to say one thing. The most dangerous thing for your life is to go on business trips. That's when people are at their weakest in everything. Minyan, learning, staying true to your family. It's the hardest time to keep anything. Right? Baruch Hashem, my business trips is with a bunch of 80 boys. It's a dancing around. So they said, okay, we'll get in Bederach. People are weak Bederach. Even though they just had Kriyas Yamsuf, we're going to get in Bederach. L'chein amar Yisro, im kein lo dai l'kabel esot v'beisi. Yisro says, it's not enough to be mekabel Torah in my house. Why? El mukhach ani l'alechet sham l'kabel. I have to go on the derech to get Torah. I have to go on the way. I have to go where am I weakest. In my house, I'm strong. So if I just mekabel Torah, v'az uchol yos yudi gam v'beisi. So if I get Kabbalah Torah in the derech, kal v'chomer, I can be a Jew in my house. Haynu sh'al yidei sh'shama sh'achakiris yamsuf ha'isim l'chemes ha'malik sh'chishav sh'bederech yuchal em hutzach kam yisro v'ol l'derech l'midbar l'skar. So he says that if Amalek can cool down Am Yisrael after Kriyas Yamsuf, that means Torah is so hard when on your derech. If I want to be mekabel Torah, I have to be mekabel in the place where it's weakest. If I just mekabel the Torah in my house, so in my house I'll be a Jew, but when I leave, I'll be weak, so I have to go. So that's what Rashi means. What did Yisro hear? Sheshmo Shama Uba, that he came, that he joined Am Yisrael in the middle of the desert, because he understood, in order to be true to the Torah, you have to mekabel the Torah in the hardest moments, not in your bias in calling a Moshe, but saying, hey Moshe, come on, let's have a Kabbalah Torah number two in my house. Then what's Torah? It's so easy in your house. And it's, by the way, a very, I don't know, ironic, but Ashkacha, that where did he write this piece at the very beginning? He wrote it when he was hiding from the Nazis. Torah was with him wherever he went. He was hiding in the Warsaw Ghetto from the Nazis in 1940. Torah was with him. 1943, Torah was with him. I'm sure at the moment of his death, Torah was with him. We have to be mekabel Torah, not only where it's comfortable. That's very much shaykh. I don't make this whole shalom speech, but it's very nice to have a Kabbalah Torah in Yishan Aleph. As I always say, when a tiul, you can see where you're holding when you're on a tiul. How are you davening? How are you acting? Because that's bederach. That's where we're weakest. So you know, like yeshiva we're davening and davening. It comes to tiul, walking in the back, and then okay, that means you're just still weak because you haven't your libcha makom, the chalka makom. Here you're over to Hashem because that's the thing to do, you know, in the base medrash. But outside, it's not really the thing to do. That we have to be mekabel Torah not only in the base medrash. We have to be mekabel Torah wherever we are. At the weakest moment where we are, we have to be mekabel the Torah. Just like Yisro saw that it wasn't enough to be mekabel the Torah in his house, he had to go. Because even after Kriyas Yamsuf, Amalek can get them. So that's what Rashi answers. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechamash Amalek.